Missouri Mule Music.
Missouri Mule Music is my publishing company.
And what year, when did you actually start that company?
When I moved to Nashville in 1991, I started a publishing company called Missouri Mule Music to publish my songs. Because not only do I write songs that I record, I write songs that other people record. So I set up my publishing company, Missouri Mule Music. Then I started putting out my own records, and that's my record label, Missouri Mule Music.
And the website?
My website is Soupline, SUPELINE.
.com.
Soupline.com. And if you go to Soupline.com, you get all the information about all the crazy things. Sorry. All the crazy things I'm doing. I've been led a very charmed life. Being able to do what I want to do. Never had a job.
Well, you're a great entertainer. We were at a show here a while back, mm-hmm. and I remember it was a show at Belcourt Theater here in Nashville, Tennessee, and Janelle Mosser was headlining. It was a cause to raise money, mm-hmm. and I was there, and there was a band on stage. I believe Delicious Blues Stew was
Blues
on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was sitting there, they said, and now Soup Grande are going to join us. And I was like, oh, that's my friend Soup. And I was hitting this lady from Ohio or something on the shoulder. That's my friend Soup, right? And you got out there, man, and you tore that place mm-hmm. down.
Right.
You're
right.
An entertainer.
That's when the Daredevil started. We were just a bunch of shy guys. That's why I said we weren't really that thrilled with the word daredevils, because nobody wanted to get up and immediately turn into, you know, a daredevil. We all were just mellow country guys, and mm-hmm. we liked living out on our farms, and we liked, you know, growing vegetables and passing the day, basically not doing much. So, but we kept the name anyway, it served us well. Yeah, we're a fortunate group of people that have been able to spend our life the way we want it.
I know you've made a lot of music. You have several different CDs that are available. tell us what things that someone can get.
Yeah, no problem. On Soupline.com, once again, SUPELINE.com. I have my musical projects in addition to the Daredevils. You see, I was the fifth writer in the band. So that meant I got one song every other album.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine, but after a while, you know, it wasn't enough.
Right.
So in the early, about the mid-80s, I formed Soup and the Sandwiches. Soup and the Sandwiches was formed to perform, record, and present my music, Soup. Songs.
Right.
So I've had Soup in a Sandwich for 25 years now. I have a band out, I have a polka band that I play with called the Garbanzos. I have a funny little acoustic bluegrass duo called Mark and Mike, which is basically what Homer and Jethro would have been like had they lived to see Dumb and Dumber.
It's fantastic. Everything, all the acts you're talking about are great, man. It's all good stuff, and it's all entertaining.
Well,
it's all entertaining, you know, very entertaining.
I was the member of the band who, like I said, we were a bunch of shy guys, but I was the one who would drink tequila before the gig and come out and do the in-between song spiel.
Right.
Okay, this next song is written by my good friend over here, the harmonica player. Oh, and by the way, you're the one about the two guys walking down the street. So I was always the front man. That's because I'm just a ham at heart, and I was always full of hot air. So I just kind of parlayed that, you know, and I was always attracted to music that was like that. I mean, when I was young, I you know, instead of the heavy songs, I wanted to hear Purple People Eater. I wanted to hear the one-eyed, one-horned, fine Purple People Eater. And I used to like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Right.
You know, and I used to like Rubber Biscuit and the Coasters, my all-time favorite. You know, and then when that came into rock and roll, then I started to like Frank Zappa. And I started to like, you know, the funnier people. And the funnier and the sillier it got, Spike Jones is my hero. The sillier it got, the more I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all of my Soup projects, one of them is sillier than the next, but underlying all of the silliness is some very serious music.